Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot, baby.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Bruce Piasecki, Dr. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. He's the author of Doing More with Less. He's the guy who's helped us get our heads around sustainability. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that you're working on right now that I want you to tell my audience about is sustainability in Africa, especially in the area of food for Africans.
Right.
And you've got a program called African Food that it's going to be one of your events, one half day of your workshop next week in Phoenix is going to be on this topic. What's it all about?
Sure. About a year ago, Walmart, one of the world's largest corporations at $457 billion, announced to the world that they put 4.6, or about 1% of the total size, into Africa. They bought a wholly owned subsidiary called Massmart. And we had written a letter to the CEO of Walmart's wholly owned subsidiary in the United Kingdom, ASDA. So we won the work, Walmart ASDA. And what we're doing is we're aligning an innovation supply chain for them. Because if you think about it, this is the same issue with small business. Walmart makes more money in terms of cash by getting people to come into their stores for groceries. It's not their profit engine, like electronics or textile, but it's the people come in for food.
Right.
So right now, Massmart is big in Morocco, big in Kenya and South Africa, but there's the whole issue of 180 million hungry mouths in sub-Saharan Africa, all those other nations. And so about a year ago, they gave us the money to put a seven-person team together, Jim, three in London and four here in the United States across different time zones. And we've interviewed 70 of the world's largest producers of food, of which 22 have come forward. So to say that they want to work with Walmart on the supply chain of Africa across the next 5 years. We've created a charter and memos of agreement. And so in the banking industry, Standard Bank, which they're head of structured trade and commodity finance for all of Africa, he is hosting our next meeting in Kenya.
So whereas, Bruce, one of the things I've reported on over the last year or so has been ways of getting seeds to sub-Saharan Africa that can already have the fertilizer, you know, built into them and everything, so have more sustainable seeds so that they can grow their own food. You're talking about a food supply chain project to get the food already ready to eat to these
people. Yeah, think of the five key parts right now of food production. There's the chemical inputs and fertilizer.
Right.
There's the warehousing. There's the automation. There's the transport. And there's the local processing. And then there's the delivery to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We've got companies, four or five companies, in each of those sectors now aligned to share a business orientation, an action orientation. So right now, for example, in Davos, the CEOs getting together to talk about a new vision of Africa. We are the action plan, the actual companies doing it. So if you think of three of the four innovation routes we're creating, one is about how to improve the financing. So the smallholder in Africa, which is usually a woman working less than a hectare or two, actually has creditworthiness. Because right now when they have a boom year, everybody else has a boom year, and
right.
So the markets have a low price.
Are we talking about like a Grameen-type loan?
Yeah.
Grameen banking type thing?
And listen, I mean, your audience will like, we got Standard Bank
these
there,
are the
Rabobank,
folks, these are the microloans you've heard us talk about over the last several years. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, also with the big guys. So, for example, we convinced the head of environmental and commodity markets globally for Swiss Re to pay attention to this in Africa. And the scale of these commitments, Jim, they had already reached 300,000 smallholders. Now they're going to go after 1.2 million.
So I want to make sure I'm understand something.
Sure.
Is your project to help local people grow be more sustainable themselves on their hectare of land? Is it to bring in food from out of the country, out of the state? I mean, out of the continent to bring a supply chain into and establish markets for this food? What is it?
It's the best way to think of it is it's ABC. A is increase the wealth of the smallholder on the ground.
Right.
B, increase the industrial infrastructure so that there's less food waste, that you use smart sensors and automation
right.
and drip irrigation and things like you said, the smart seeds. Mm-hmm. And then C is at the level of the grocer to make sure that the things that are selected are in fact African and sustainable.
So this is not just another way for Walmart, for example, to take over the grocery business in Africa. This is real contributory support.
In fact, our premise is that we're going to obey and exceed all the standards set up by the great foundations like mm-hmm. the Gates Foundation or the UN or the environmental groups. So our approach is to prove that when you have soil that's only been 22% developed in capacity, while in Japan it's 98%, in the United States it's about 94%, mm-hmm. in terms of the supply chain, you know, that when you approach soil in America, we've captured most of the value. So when you have a world of 7 billion souls with more people, if you can answer the question of food supply to that 182 million in Africa,
mm-hmm.
then you're making a big, big chunk. So this is a model program of what we call ecological competition.
And this is going to be a half-day event at your workshop next week
in Phoenix.
Well,
that's the briefing to American companies. Yes,
yeah.
we work on this, Jim, day in and day out.
Can my audience find more about this at ahcgroup.com?
Yeah, we got some of it posted.
So
yeah.
Check it out there, folks, ahcgroup.com. That's Bruce's website. We're going to come back and talk some more with our good friend Dr. Bruce Piasecki after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.